Vav on the base, which speaks about the laws of Ratzeach. And the Mishnah formulated the Chiddush of Mitzamtzem. Mitzamtzem is learned out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk is in the bottom of Ayin Vav on the base. O Be'evo, the Rabbi says, Mitzamtzem. Mitzamtzem means the following. A person is being toivah with the mikveh. Which speaks about the laws of Ratzeach, and the Mishnah formulated the Chiddush of Mitzamtzem. Mitzamtzem is learned out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk is in the bottom of Ayin Vav on the base. O Be'evo, the Rabbi says, Mitzamtzem. Mitzamtzem means the following. A person is being toivah in the mikveh, and he's completely submerged under the water. But he's going to come up. He plans to come up. So if I put a board on top and I lock him in and he can't come out, so I didn't really push him into the water. He was under the water. I prevent his ability to get out. So that's a Zeres HaKosuv, that's also Chai. Tzamtzim is also Chai. Or a person, let's say, goes into the Chalisa Butcher, goes into the freezer, and the freezer in this slaughterhouse is 100 degrees below zero, whatever. And he goes in just for half a minute in order to take something out, and he's going to go out. So he goes in, and I lock the door. I didn't push him in. I locked the door. He freezes to death. So that's called mitzamtzem. Someone goes into a furnace. He's only going into a furnace for a short period of time. And he's going to come right out, and it's very hot. The heat is gefährlich. But he's only going to go for a few seconds. He's going to jump out. And I lock the door because the heat keeps on beating on against him. So he gets killed. So that's a chiddush that mitzamtzem is chayv. So the Gemara had a machlekes amoraim. What would the din of mitzamtzem be by mazik? The din is that gram retziche is only chayv nisa b'dei shamayim. It's only chayv nisa bezdin. If you do retziche, thank you very much. If you do retziche b'yadayim, ha'horges chaver is chayv gram retziche is nisa b'dei shamayim, no nisa bezdin. So we say mitzamtzem is not called grama. There is a kosev all day able. The rabbis is on mitzamtzem. Is considered as if he did the Maaseh Ritzicha. So, and by Nezikin is also the din. Adam HaMazik is Chayv, but Adam HaMazik Ayde Groma, Groma ben Nezikin is Potter. So should I say, I carry over the din from Ritzicha to Nezikin. Just like by Ritzicha, Groma is Potter, and something is a Pasuk that it's worse than Groma. It's considered like Horek the Adayim, so too by Nezikin. Mitzamtzem is considered like Adam HaMazik V'Adana. Maybe I should say the Gzeres HaKosev only appears in the Pasuk by Ritzicha, it doesn't appear by Nezik. So that was a Machlokes HaMoraim between Rav Acha bar Rav and Ravina, and we paskin the Rambam paskins La Halacha like Ravina, that the Pasuk is not only restricted, this Pasuk is not Mitzumtzum to Ritzeach. The Pasuk of Mitzamtzem applies to both. It applies both to Ritzeach and to Nezik. Okay. That's what we learned. So now the Gemara continues on the topic of Mitzamtzem. Omar Rav, that's on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, about seven lines from the top. Omar Rav, Kofso Meis Barov Pata. What if I tie somebody up? Let's say I lower somebody, I throw someone down in a pit, and there's no ladder to get out. And the Mela, he dies from malnutrition. There's plenty of oxygen. But there's no food, so he dies from lack of food. So Rabbi says, or I don't throw him in a pit. I tie him up and he can't go anywhere. So immediately he doesn't have any food to eat. So he dies. So Rabbi says that you're not chayv. Why? Because he didn't do the ritzicha. It's gram ritzicha. He didn't do the ritzicha v'kumliya, so he didn't do the ritzicha v'yadai. All he did was mitzamtzem. He prevented him from running away. So mitzamtzem is only chayv. If he's already submerged under the water, or if he's already in the freezer, he's already in the furnace, and I lock the door, so the Dova HaHorig is there already. Except that the cold takes a couple of hours. It's already freezing cold, it's already burning hot, and he's already there in the water. So the Dova HaHorig is there already. The only thing is it takes a while till it makes its effect. But over here, he's not hungry at all. Let's say a person has been starving for the last couple of days, and he's getting weaker and weaker and weaker, and he's going to die. And then somebody brings a whole table full of food, and the guy walks over. If they're not being able to eat for 2 weeks, whatever, he's holding by chalashim, and someone brings over a table full of food. He's about to eat, so then I tie him up, and I don't let him eat. In such a case, Rabu would say that you are chayiv. That would be a case like Mitzamtzem. She's holding by dying, and the Dovah HaHorik is there already. He's already deep into his state of malnutrition. In such a case, he would be chayiv. But Kafs and Eis Barov, that case he wouldn't be chayiv, because that's not how does Taisa say. Kafs and Eis Barov, Afilu HaYeroyev Kvar, the little Taisa, has one line Taisa. Even if he's hungry at the time that I tie him up, if the hunger pains wouldn't get any worse, lohaya meis, so that's the equivalent of soif rov lovay. That's like soif chama lovay, soif tzina lovay. That you're not chav, that's called grom. But let's say the person is mamish chalashim. He's holding by dying. He's already had no food in his mouth for 2 weeks. He's holding by dying. And then someone gives him food and he wants to eat it, and then I tie him up and I prevent him from eating. Now he's going to die from the malnutrition because I tied him up. So in some such a case, the mitzamsin would be chayv. Rabbi continues, he explains the same thing. I tie him up in the Sahara Desert. It's a very hot sun. And the sun is beating down, and everybody knows he can only sit in the sun for less than 5 minutes. If he stays more than 5 minutes, he already gets burnt. In 10 minutes, he gets sick, and in an hour, you're going to die. It's gefährlich. The heat is terrible. But he's only there for 2 minutes. I tie him up, and the Dovah HaMeis is there already. Kopsa B'chama, or Kopsa B'tzina. I tie him up in the freezer. And the cold is so freezing cold, the Dovah HaMeis is there already, just that it takes a long while till it takes its full effect. So then he would be chai. But what if I tie him up in the area at nighttime where the sun will shine, the sun will rise tomorrow morning, but the sun is not there yet? If soif cham alavoy, or soif tzin alavoy, I tie him up in the daytime, the weather is nice, the weather is pleasant, but at nighttime it's so freezing cold, so then he's going to get killed because of the cham, because of the tzin, soif cham alavoy, soif tzin alavoy. So such a case, the din is that you're puffed. The din, in other words, Rav is saying that the din of mitzamtzem, this gzeres hakosuf, that even though you didn't do the act of mitzicha, you just prevented the person from saving his life, he's already in a predicament, you prevent him from saving his life. So that's considered as if you did the mitzicha. It's not should have been gram mitzicha, but the pasuk says that it's not called gram mitzicha, that's called mitzicha diyadayim. The act of mitzicha relates to you. That's only if the dava hamenis is already there. So kofsa omeis barov, Taisis explained, is always the equivalent of soif chama lova, soif tzina lova. The chidish din of mitzamtzim is only if the dava hamenis is there already. So let's say if he's mamish holding by, if he's very, very sick and he's holding by dying from malnutrition, and then there's food, and then I tie him up, then it would be like kofsa b'chama. Then mitzamtzim would be chayv. Here Taisis has, this Taisis is very famous Taisis. It's very relevant halacha l'maisa. The Taisus Seif Chamalova. So Taisus refers you to a sugya in Bava Kama, where there is a machlokes and Daf Chav Beis, famous gemara where there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding the din of Eish. The Mishnah has the Arba Ovis Nezikin, the Psukim and Mishpatim list off explicitly four Ovis Nezikin of Niske Momen, and Rashi writes what's called Ovis Kar Mahamach Tichsidim Behedi Bikro. Whatever is Mefurish and Chumash, that's called Ovis Nezikin. Whatever is very similar to what's written in the Chumash, that's called the Tolda. That's a Mamotzinu. It says in the Chumash, if you dig a bore in the street and somebody falls in and gets hurt, you have to pay. The Eimah falls in, a person falls in, you have to pay. What if you didn't dig a bore? What if you left Avna Sakina Masur and the Meshusaram? Somebody stumbles on it and hurts himself. So that's the same as bore, but it's not written in the Chumash. So it has all the same dinim as bor. That's what the Gemara says, told the same, kayotzeben. The toldas have the exact same dinim as bor. But it's not called an av. The av is the thing that's mefurish in the pasuk. And the tolda is what's derived through a mamatzim. Mamatzim means it has the same properties, the same dinim as the av. So the melon has the same type of amazik as the av, so it has the same dinim as the av. So the Mishnah lists off all of the various avos and zikim. So one of them is eish. Eish a pasuk in Parshas Mishpat. So the pasuk in Eish doesn't mean that I go over to a building and I strike a match and I put and I make the curtains catch flame and I make the carpet catch flame and I burn down the whole house. That's not a mamazik. That's not Eish. The Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kamma, why do you need so many psukim, shor, bor, and mav, and hever? Why doesn't it, you really could have derived one from the other. If the Chumash would have written one or two of them, you would have been able to derive all the others. So why does the Chumash have to write everything for? Everything would be a told of bor and one of the others. So the Gemara says, Lama hilchase kasina rachman, the Gemara says, l'hilchaseyam. That each one of the others, Nizikin, has its own quirk. Each one has its own halach. That the din is that Eish is potter on tomim. A pasuk. Eish is potter on tomim. That if I burn down someone else's bar in a gadish, and the guy had $1 million in cash hiding in the gadish, that's not normal. Normal people put their cash in their mattress, put it in the back. Whatever is normal, but you don't put it in the gadish. Whatever is normal, but you don't put it in the gadish. So he has $1 million in cash in the gadish. So if I go and I burn down the gadish, and I thought the Gadish was worth $100,000. Don Lachaim found that the guy has $1 million worth of cash in the Gadish. It doesn't matter that I didn't realize that he has all the money. Otam Amazik, there's no Ptur of Tomah. That's only a quirk of a Ptur by Eish. It's not a Ptur by Bor, it's not a Ptur by Shem Beregel. It's a special Ptur only by Bor. A special Ptur only by Eish. And Bor has a quirk that it's Potter on Caleb. Shem Beregel has a quirk that it's Potter Meshus Rabim. Karen has a quirk, Lehil Chasein, each one has a little dray, it's different from the others, the details. Halacha L'maisa are different, that Karen is only Chayv Chatzin Nezik, the first three times, and the fourth time, Chatzin Nezik Megufo, and then for the fourth time on is Chayv Nezik Shom. So the Gemara has a machlekes of Yechon Ish Lokish. What's with this Eish? Eish sometimes is Adam Amazik. If you go and you burn down the other one's house, that's Adam Amazik. That's not going to be... That's gonna and the din is Adam Amazik, Achayva Bachader is Chayv Abod Vam Chamishit Bor. Nezik Tzar Ripui Shevis and Boishes. And all the other Nezik, and you want to Chayv Nezik. You're not Chayv Nezik Tzar Ripui Shevis and Boishes. Even if a person got injured, my behema was Nogeach somebody, it's Karen, it's Shem Beregel, it's Bor, it's Eish. You're not Chayv Chamishit Bor Nezik Tzar Ripui Shevis and Boishes. Only Adam Achayva Bachader. So the Gemara has a machlek that the Echon Shlokish regarding the Eish. Eish is sometimes Adam Amazik biyadai. So when it's Adam Amazik, it's not going to be Potter on Tamon. And it's not just going to be Chayiv Nezik, it's going to be Chayiv Chamish and Dvarim if it's Adam Achayv Vahalev. So obviously the Pasuk speaks about Eish, which is Momen. It's not, sometimes Eish is Adam Amazik. Sometimes we say Eish is Mamish Adam Amazik, and sometimes Eish is only Mamon Amazik. So there's a Machlekes, and everybody agrees to that. Sometimes Eish is Mamish Adam Amazik, and it's Chayv Abod Chamish Edvor, and it'll be Chayv Antomen, and sometimes Eish is only Mamon Amazik, and it'll have the quirks of Eish, then it'll be Potter Antomen, and it won't be Chayv Tzari, Peshevs, and Boshes. So the Machlekes of Yechon Shlokish is, what if it's the following case? I was making a barbecue, and we finished the barbecue. It's not an Adam Amazik did that. It doesn't go with a torch to burn down the other one's house. The Nezir of Emeskab. As the Chumash says, Kiseitze Eish, Omotza Kotzim. He had a barbecue and he finished and he thought he put out the fire and he put a sack of sand he poured on top of the coals and he thought it was all over, finished. And then it turns out that he goes home. He was at this vacation site. He drives back to the city, and then it turns out he was negligent, and all the houses burnt down in the whole area. So the shayla is that called Adam Amazik? What do you say? No, what kind of Adam Amazik? He didn't do it in Mezid and Meskab, the whole thing was Meshach. He gave the din is Adam Mur B'Yonim. Adam Amazik is Chayiv, and if he's Posheya, it's Chayiv, but this is less than Posheya. This is Eish. So that's a machlekes with the isha mishum chitzov. He considered as if he shot an arrow. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Whenever there's a machlekes of Yochanan Mishlokish, many machlekes in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Ruba the ruba of the time you pass like Rabbi Yochanan." The Gemara says in Yevamos in the beginning of Perek Achelos, there are only three cases where in the later generations they decided they're going to pass like Mishlokish. This is not one of the three cases. So the deal is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Isho, if you were negligent with your fire, even though you didn't go and torch the other one's house on purpose, we pass on the Isho Mishum Chitzov. It's considered Adam Hamazik, and there's no Ptur of Tamon. And you've got to be Chayv all the Hamishidvar. And Rish Lakish says, no, if you go and matzis, if I go and I take a torch and I burn it down, the other one's property, I go and I burn someone to death, that's retzeach. That's considered adam. But if I was negligent, that's isha mishum amon. That's only mamon amas. So that's the machlekes of Yechon Rish Lakish, and we paskin isha mishum chitzav. Now the Gemara says that the original pasuk in Chumash is speaking about ish. But we have told the same kayetzibam. Whatever has all the similar, the same properties as the original pasuk in Chumash is a mamatzina. Just like it says in Chumash, like you have a mamatzina. It says in Chumash that when you make the mishkan, you have to have atzi shita momdim. What does mean atzi shita momdim? What do the words mean? So the boards of wood have to be kederach gedilosim, the same way the trees grow from the ground standing up. You shouldn't make the boards on the mishkan upside down. You shouldn't take the tree and make it upside down. You shouldn't have it sideways either. It has to be dafka atzi shita momdim kederach gedilos. We're not making any mishkan today. We'll make a beis hamikdash. We're not going to make with krushim from wood. We'll make it with bricks. We'll make it with plaster. Other things we're not going to make with wood anymore. But we learn out from that pasuk atzi shita momdim, when you hold the lulav and the yestring, it has to be kederach gedilos. And if you would have any other mitzvah that would require, that's what the Bach discussed, maybe there's some more mitzvahs. Probably not. If you can conjure up in your mind any other mitzvah that needs some natural item that grows from the ground, so you have to be yoytze to the mitzvah, kederach gedilos, in the same way it grows from the ground. Right, that's the only thing you have is by lulav, the dalad min. They discuss why not by schach. Schach has to be also gedulah karkas. So how are you yoytze with the schach? It's always sideways. So you should have to construct the sukkah in such a way that the schach, which has to be gedulah karkas, should have to be kederach gedilos. So the Bach talks about it, the Achrayim talk about it, Bikurim, when you bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, if you have to hold the Bikurim, Kedar Pelilosim, there is no such thing. You don't have to.
It's not the Rana.
Arava. Yeah, okay. Arava, same as the Dalad Minim, that's the, yeah, that's it. Okay, so that's the Dalad Minim with the Arava. That's about all we assume. So anyway, so you have, that's the Kolat Arkul, you have whatever it says in the Chumash, that's what it says. Whatever is daima b'daima, whatever is significantly similar, so carries on the same din. That's called the mamatzin. That's a mamatzin. So that's told the same kayetzben. In the Chumash, it says a din of eish. Whatever avnas tekinim asa sheheinicham berosh gago v'nofel beruach mitzuya is also told the same kayetzben. That's a told of eish, and he's going to have the same din. Literally, pateram tamun, and have all the same dinim as eish. So Tesis is bothered with a kashya. Taisus writes, it's muchach. Muchach means it's explicit. It's muchach and perikates at a regal dafka base that the din of ishum ishum chitzav, the svar of Rav Yechanan, is not restricted only to nizikin. So far what we presented was that the machlek of Yechanan Shlokish is eish is not chayv l'chamisha dvarim. Only other mamasik is chayv nezik tzari b'shez b'shez. Eish is only chayv nezik. And eish has a quirk of a p'tur. Each one of the others in Zikin has a quirk that the Gemara goes l'hil chaseyim and that heyam and beis in both accounts. So the Gemara says the quirk of the p'tur by eish is patr on top. If he has $1 million in cash in a barn, so the eish is not chayv. So the Gemara has the machlek of Yechon Ishlokish where the eish is mishum chitzov. If I made a barbecue and the fire went out and I was negligent, you're also pater on tomah, and you're not pater on tomah. If someone got injured, you're chayv and chamisha dvarim, you're not chayv. So one could argue the point and say that maybe the whole machlek of Yechon Ishlokish ishim mishum chitzov, is it adam or is it only mamayna mamon amazik? Maybe it's only a machlek is in hilchas nezikin. Are you chayv and chamisha dvarim, that's hilchas nezikin, adam amazik? And are you pater on tomah, and are you chayv on tomah? But let's say, would you say ishim mishum chitzov and kol atarakula? Ishim Shemchitza makes it that Yechai Mitam Ratzeach. If I killed somebody, let's say I had this barbecue and I was negligent and the fire goes and somebody gets killed. So you can't give me an Oinish Misa. There was no Hasra. I didn't do it amazing. But let's say, you should say, Kamla B'Dirab Mina. Since I did it with Sikha, the din is that if I killed somebody and at the same time, simultaneously with the killing, I caused a Hezek, so the Mishnah says in Baba Kama that you say Kamba b'Dirab Minei. And even if Lamaisa you did the Ritzicha b'Shegei, and it's Chayim Misa Shegei, you're not going to get the Yonish Misa. You still say Kamba b'Dirab Minei. That's the Tanah b'Chizkiya. That's the price that the Gemara has later. Here it is. That's on Daf Ayin Tes on the days. Ayin Tes on the base, and it's in many places here. Ayin Tes on the base, the third line from the top. Tara de Bechizkiya, we have a brisa from Chizkiya's Yeshiva. Bechizkiya means from Chizkiya's Yeshiva. The pasuk says, Makabemi Shamena Makiyodam Yumas. So they're written in one pasuk, Makanevish Bemi Shamena Makiyodam Yumas, that's in the end of Parshas and more. So since it's written in one pasuk, you assume that there's a hekesh, there must be a shaykhis with each other. What's the shaykhis? Ma makabemi, lechilakta ben shaykhis from Azi, then miskam the shayna miskam the der halil. Yeah, lechai ba mamon, af makib adam, lefolcher mamon. Just like by Adam Hamazik. It doesn't make a difference in the mezid of the shogi. You always pay. That's the Mishnah Baba Kam Adam Wad Lioilam, the shogi, ben the mezid. So too, makib nefesh behema, makib adam yumas. Makib adam yumas doesn't make a difference in the shogi of the mezid. How can it be? Doesn't make a difference? Adam ahori, the shogi is chai misa. No. It doesn't mean that you're chai misa. It means adam ahori is chayiv misa, and therefore you say come look at the rabbi. So even if he's horrid b'shoigeg, or even if it's mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg, and lemaisa he's not going to get the misa. He did it b'shoigeg. Still, you still apply the klal of come look at the rabbi. So that's the din of come to bechistia. If you apply the rule of come look at the rabbi. So the shayla is, let's say over there in Bava Kama, when the Gemara has the machlekes of Yechon and Shlokish, but the isho, if he doesn't go with a torch and burn down. Burn someone to death, then burn down the other ones out. That's mamash adam, that's a horig v'yadayim, and that's adam amazik. The holidays, that's adam amazik. It goes. If he says the gufa shaleder, if he goes with a torch. He was just negligent, he said tzayesh, me'atzma ma'ashma, and then we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that the pasuk says, shalem mishalem ha'mavir es ha'beira. The man has to pay because he did the fire. So the pasuk sounds like it's saying, it's an adam amazik. Even though it starts with Kiseitza Yesh, Umotza Kotzim, Kiseitza Yesh is Me'atzma Mashma. It sounds like it went out by itself. I was negligent. I originally made the fire and had it under control. And I thought that it was all in Gansan under control. Then I drove home. And then it goes out and it burns something. So the pasuk says, Shalem Shalem. It doesn't say Shalem Shalem Bala Esh. No, it says Shalem Shalem Hamavir Es Habeira, the Odom. The man who did the Odom Hamazik. So the pasuk sounds, that's the Rabbi Yechanan's mocker. And the pasuk, it sounds like Eish, even that kind of Eish, Kiseitze Me'atzma HaMashma, not only if you go with the torch, even Me'atzma is also called Adam. So the question is, alright, maybe it's called Adam in the Zikin, but is it called Maiseh HaAdam in Kol HaTarakula? So Taisa says, it's Muchach in Ketzer HaRego, that you say, Isha Mishum Chitzav Le'inyan Nisa Nami Mechagina V'Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's the third line in the Taisa, Soif Chamalova. What is it, Muchach? Because the simple reading of the Gemara, that before you start looking in Rav Elbel HaSalvechik, Sefer on the Rambam, before you start researching the topic, the simple Pasha Pshat in the Gemara says that if I had this barbecue and the flame goes out and somebody gets killed. So what do you mean somebody gets killed? The guy should have run away. What's he standing near a fire? So Hacham Askin and the guy's tied up. He's handcuffed. Okay. For some reason or another, someone tied the person up. So my flame that Kiseitzeyesh Me'atzma Mashma, it goes out and it kills someone. So you can't say I'm Chayiv Misa. I didn't know what was going to happen. It's not my fault. But still, you should say Kol Le'Bidirabminei based on Torah Le'Bechizkiya. So the whole hezik that occurred, the barn that got burnt down, and all the houses and all the farms that all got destroyed, I don't have to pay a penny because Kol Le'Bidirabminei. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So that's what Tosfos proves from that Gemara, that Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, that Isho, Mishum Chitzov, that whenever I set up a system, and then in Mela, there's a Koyachach and the Yura boy that comes and takes over, there's a wind that's blowing. I had a barbecue and the wind is blowing, and the wind causes the flame to go weiter, 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 and it burns down the whole area. So that, whatever Tosfos occur, because of the Koyachach and the Yura boy that picks up after I finished my barbecue, all relates back to me, it's considered as if I did it, not only with respect to Nezikin, even with respect to Ritzicha, if I'm considered the Ritzach. So Taisus assumes, once you say, the Gemara jumped, the Gemara assumes that the Pasuk, Shalim Shalom Hamavir Es Haber, the Pasuk that says that Eish is Mishum Chitzav, it's considered Adam, is not restricted only to Nezikin, even applies to Ritzicha, it is called the Ritzach, so who Adonami? It should be called a sheichet. Let's say I'll accomplish chita ayidei koyachach miurabay. Chveis, the wind is blowing, and I have such a knife where the handle is much heavier than the blade, and I'll put the knife on top of a rooftop, and I know the wind is blowing, and the wind is going to blow the knife down, and it's going to cause a shchita, because I know it's going to fall in such a direction. The blade is heavier than the handle, so the blade is going to fall first, and it's going to fall, and I have all the chickens down on the ground, so it's going to fall in such a way that it's going to shech the chicken by the neck. So would that be a good shchita or not? So the simple Mishnah in Chulin says no good. Tosfos quotes a Mishnah in Chulin on Daf Lamed Aleph, in the middle of the Tosfos. But it says in parentheses, Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. So there's a Mishnah in Chulin that says, Nofla Sakin Miyodai, I'm holding out to a knife and the knife dropped. Yushochat, and it somehow it accomplished the shchita. So it says it's no good. Mishnah says the shchita is no good. Because the halacha requires koach gavra. That's the lashon ha-gemara. When you shecht, you have to have koach gavra. And there is no koach gavra, it fell by itself. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Why is it not a good shchita? And the gemara is medayek every word in that Mishnah. So Tosfos says, what's going on? Why is it not a good shchita? He was holding on to it, and obviously the wind was blowing or something. Not l'sak and the other. So since we pass like Rabbi Yochanan and Isho, Mishum Chitzav, it's considered as if I shot an arrow, whatever. I started to do one thing, and then the wind takes over, some other force takes over, and there are further toitzoyas, further results that happen. So everything that continues to occur relates back to me, it's considered as if I did it. Not only in the Parsha of Nezikin, not only we restricted to Parshas Mishpatim, even for Tzicha purposes, even for Kamla B'Dirab Menes, even for Shechita purposes. So why does the halacha say that the shechita is no good? You should say that that's Tosfos has the kasha. L'manda amishim shem chitzav. You should say that it should be a good shechita. That's Tosfos' kasha. Then Tosfos says, unless we'll say imlo nechalek b'shechita, unless you'll say that there's a difference. You have the Tosfos, but they quote where it says in parentheses daf lamed aleph. The Tosfos on ayin zayin amud aleph sof chama lovoi. So right in the middle, right smack in the middle of the Tosfos, there's a line where it says in parentheses, Daf Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph. It says in Chulin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amishneh, Behod, Esnan Chulin, Nof Lestak in the other, V'shachat Shechitah, So Psula, the Shechitah is no good. And the Gemara is medayek every word in the Mishnah, Nofla is no good. But if it would have been Hipila, it would have been good even though he didn't even realize. Let's say he's throwing a knife in order to hit a target. He's throwing darts. He's throwing a knife in order to hit a certain spot. And then it happens that a chicken walks by and it gets geschochten properly. So for the Mishnah it would appear that that would be good. Only Nafla Miyadu is no good, but Hipilo would be good. So the Gemara says, that's a machlokes Atanoim, Rav Nosen and Hachamim, where the Shechita needs Kavona or not. So Tosfos says, the Gemara says, then we pass from like Rav Nosen, we pass from the whole deal for the Mishnah. So Tosfos says, how can he make the Yukim on the Mishnah? The whole Mishnah is shver. The way we hold La Halacha like Rav Yechanan, the Rishim Mishim Chitzav, so Nafla should also be good. It's also, he was holding onto the knife in such a way that it fell. So he started off an innocent thing, he's walking with a knife, didn't intend anything, and it fell out of his hand. So say, Vaita, Isha Mishim Chitzov, and that should be considered as if he did the Shechita. Unless you'll say, Emloi Nachalik, unless you'll kvetch Achilik, and say, then Shechita is different. And Tosfos holds, Abubloi Mestaba Lachalik. They hold that it doesn't make any sense. What does that word mean? Unless you say, Emloi Nachalik, the Shechita, unless you say the Shechita is different. So that's what the Rishonim have already, the Rashba and the Torah. Sabayis has a little bit on this. And Rab Chaim has an essay on the Rambam, Hilchos Shechinah. He talks about this. He explains what it means is as follows. It could be that Isho, when I made a fire, or when I did anything, and then due to the little bit that I did, there were other forces that continued to cause further Toitzoes. All of that relates back to me. It's Chitzov. As if I shot arrows, Isha Mishum Chitzav, as if I did it all. So maybe that's only when you need Maisa Ha'adam. Maybe that's in other areas, and those areas of Halacha that all you need is Maisa Ha'adam. But whenever the Halacha requires Koyach Gavra, maybe that's not identical with Maisa Ha'adam. Maybe Koyach Gavra is something over and above Maisa Ha'adam. Or maybe it's not, maybe it's identical. Because the Gemara says that Shechita needs Koyach Gavra. So should you say koyach gavra is the same word as maisa adam? Gavra is Aramaic and adam is Hebrew. And koyach and maisa are the same thing. So maybe maisa adam is koyach gavra, the same thing. So Tosfos suggests maybe it's not the same thing. Maybe koyach gavra requires something over and above isha mishum chitza. But they hold that it's not correct. Unless you say imloy nechalek b'shchit, unless you say maybe by shchit you cannot say isha mishum chitza. Isha mishum chitza makes it that it's your maisa adam, but it's still not koyach gavra. Chal gavra is something higher over and above myself. Oh, then the Tosafot says, well, I missed out on the halacha. Hold that it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because the halacha says that there are three places, the Gemara has, there are three halachas where you need koyach gavra. One is Netilas Yadayim, and one is Shechita, and one is Mitzicha. The Gemara says all three. The halacha requires koyach gavra, and the Gemara distinguishes in all the three cases between koyach mishen and koyach shedi. The Gemara has the exact same funny case. There's a water mill. There's a circular thing that's right by the river, and the water of the river is flowing, and because the water flows, and the mele this circle keeps on going, it's going to keep on moving. The water is moving. So he wants to shecht a whole bunch of chickens or behemoths, whatever. So he ties down the chickens on a conveyor belt, and he ties on knives, sakinim, on the mill. That's got this wheel that's turning around, on this ferris wheel that's turning around because of the water. And he arranges the conveyor belt in such a way that every time a chicken comes, the knife should shecht the chicken, and the next knife should shecht the next chicken, the next knife should shecht the next chicken. So the Gemara discusses, is that good or not? So the Gemara says, it depends whether it's karach rishon or karach sheni. Or such a similar case over here by Ritzicha. He does a Ritzicha like that. So is he chai mitam ritzicha? So the same lashon, is it koyach rishon or is it koyach sheni? And the Gemara has the three halachas that we distinguish between koyach rishon and koyach sheni are these three: shechita and netilas yadayim and ritzicha. And all three it says beferish you need koyach gavra. So Tosafot says in lein nechalek the shechita you may want to kvetch a chilek and say that shechita needs koyach gavra, which is something over and above ma'aseh ha'adam. That's something much more. It's not identical with ma'aseh ha'adam. And then that's how the Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis, he quotes it in the name of Tosafot, that Shechita needs Kargav, something higher than my son, and then Tosafot shlugs it up. V'loy mestav l'cham, it doesn't make sense, because there are three halachas which need Kargav. One of the three is Ritzicha, and the Gemara says, Beferish, Kidemuchach. That's what Tosafot wrote on the third line in the Tosafot. Kidemuchach, it's Muchach, and Perikates and Regal, and Dafka Beis, that even with respect to Ritzicha, which also needs Kargav, even with respect to Ritzicha, you also say, Isha Mishem Chitzav, so if Isha Mishem Chitzav by Ritzicha, then it's in Kol HaTorah Kula, so then it's going to be by Shechita as well. So that's why Tosafot doesn't like that suggested terrors. Is it really Muchach and Bolakamba? Does it really say it? So that's where Velvele has a whole essay, a very long essay, in his Sefer. And he says, he doesn't think it says it. Where is this? In Hilchos Retzach, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, he goes on and on and on and on, and then at the end he writes, Achar Kosvi Kol Zeh, after I wrote my whole Shtigol Torah, Harani Echot, somebody showed me the Chidusha Haran in Sanhedrin on our daf, that the Ran has his Shtigol Torah. The Ran Hashtetzach only has it in two lines, and it's cryptic, and you don't know what he's talking about. So if we would look in the Ran, we wouldn't understand a word, but he points out after his whole introduction, now we understand what the Ran is talking about. What's the Ran Gezor? So the Ran represents the Shita HaCholeket. That's where Velvele claims the Rambam doesn't agree with what Tosafot said Kinemucha. The Vilna Gaon also writes like that in Baba Tama, and Daf Chav Gimel, on the side of the Gemara, they have the Hagos HaGro printed. So they quote there that the Vilna Gaon, and it's the Shita from the Gaon, and half of the Rishonim have it like this. Now, Meneza has in the Chilis also, they developed the idea, half of the, maybe more than half, at least half of the Rishonim and the Gaon, and many Gaon hold like this, that Rav Yechanan Shita, Isha Mishum Chitzav is only Benegete in Yoni Nezikin. The only real two Nachkeminis are Isha Mishum Chitzav Yubdichayv Chamishas Bar. It's called an Adam HaMazik. It's Adam HaChevel. Adam HaMazik means if I break your glasses. Adam HaChevel B'chaver is if I beat you up. So HaChevel B'chaver is Mechshalom Chamishas Bar. You don't just pay Nezik, you pay Tzari, B'shevus and Boshes in addition. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rav Yechanan, Isha Mishum Chitzav Yichayv Chamishas Bar, not just Isha Mishum Amona, that it should only be Nezek, and it's Isha Mishum Chitzav, it's Adam HaMazik, so you won't be Potter on Tama. You'll be Chayv on Tama like Adam. But that's as far as it goes. The Vilna Gaon says, the Ramam Shita, that's as far as the story goes. Isha Mishum Chitzav is a Pasuk in Mishpatim, and it's only relevant to Parshish Mishpatim, to Nyoni Nezikim, that's all. It doesn't teach you anything in Kol HaTorah. I think Mar Zoktach that it's come later, the Rabminei. The Gemara says that if I left my fire, I had my barbecue, and the fire goes out, it went out by itself, and it burnt down the whole area, millions of dollars of hezek, and there was somebody who was handcuffed, there was somebody who was imprisoned, whatever, and he got burned to death, and it was all because of my fire that went out due to my negligence. And the Gemara says, if it's Isha Mishum Chitzav, then I'm put on all of Nezikim because of Kamla Vidi Rabban. He says, why is Kamla Vidi Rabban? Because Tana de Bechizkiya, Bein Meshagig, Bein Memezid, even though the Ritzicha was done Beshagig, you still say Kamla Vidi Rabban. So that's what Rav Elbele says, if you look in the Gemara, it doesn't really say that. The Gemara says, you put on. It doesn't say Kamla Vidi Rabban. Hadi Rabban. He shows, you got to read the Gemara, you have to have the Gemara Baba Tana around you. He shows from the Hemshech HaGemara, it sounds like it's not because of Kamla Vidi Rabban. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, the Gemara says, if you go with a torch and you burn the guy to death, oh, then the Gemara says, you're putter from the Nezikin because of Kamla Vidi Rabban. So Rav Elbele is, but that's what the Homaduba was, the first five lines before you got to that Maskana also. The whole time we were talking about Kamla Vidi Rabban. So he says, apparently not. We didn't mention Kamla Vidi Rabban until you get to the punchline. So what does the Gemara say, you're putter from the Tashlum and Zaktanen? And Gam's in a different word. He shows from the Taisis later. We'll have to see the Taisis and Ayin Tess on the base in Sanhedrin. This is what he's quoting. This Taisis and Ayin Tess on the base. That Tana de Bechizkiya says that you potter from paying money. Bishloshe Nyani Mom and Ayin Tana de Bechizkiya. He's talking about three different Tashlumens that you potter from wall. One of them is the din of Kamla Bidi Rabbine, that Bein Meshagig Bein Amazig. And another one is a totally different din. That if you killed someone, so usually you hide Misa. But even if it'll turn out that you're not chai nisa for some reason or another, you don't pay domim for killing a human being. You pay domim for making hezekim, for damaging property, for burning down a house, for burning down an automobile or something. But for killing a person, that's what Taisa says, lapuke from Rebbe. The Rebbe's opinion is that sometimes if you kill someone, this kavla hargaz ever hargaz as pata from misa, but you chai domim, you have to pay the value of the haru. And Tana Bechizkiya is braisa, the braisa from Chizkiya's yeshiva says against Rebbe. He holds that you don't pay any value. So Rav Elbele Soloveitchik reinterpreted the Gemara in Baba Kama that it's not kinemuchach. He doesn't say that at all. And in fact, he doesn't even quote it, but that's the Goinim say like that. And the Yotzer HaGoinim on Baba Kama they say. The Dulma Goinim says that's the Rambam Shita. And he finally quotes the Ran holds like that. Many Rishonim, the Avnei Nezer shows big machloikis of Rishonim, whether the principle of Isha Mishim Chitzav is a din mitzumtzum, it's only restricted to Parshas Nezikin, with the two nafkaminas of Hamisha Dvarim in Tamun, or it's a din of Kola Terakula. So Taisus Lishita Sam. Taisus Lishita Sam holds that it's Muchach and Baba Kama, that even by Ritzicha you say Isha Mishim Chitzav. So they say, how can you be Mechalik between Ritzicha and Shchita? You're going to tell me that Shchita needs Ka'agavah, Ritzicha also needs Ka'agavah. The Gemara distinguish between Ka'ach Rishon and Ka'ach Sheni by all three cases, by the Netilus Yadayim, by the Shchita, and by the Ritzicha. So you see, Taisus holds, you see from the Gemara that they're not two different levels, not that there's Maisa Hodim as one level, and Ka'agavah is something higher. No, Ka'agavah is identical with Maisa Hodim. In fact, the Chazanish points out, there's a Taisus in the beginning of Baba Kama, on the Avodam and base, the Gemara is commenting on the word in the Mishnah, Mave, says, Abod is Nezik Mishor Bor, Mave in heaven. So the Gemara is not sure what the word Mave means. That's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, where the Mave means Odom HaMazik, a Mave means Shev. So the Gemara says, well, if it's such a difficult word, and each one has to dig up a posuk from Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Favarfen and Psukim to demonstrate that Mave has a Shaykhis to Odom, Mave has a Shaykhis with Shev, maybe Mave is a Hamayim, maybe Mave is Mayim. We'll dig up a posuk already in Tanakh, that Mave has a kind of, may have the connotation of mine. So the Gemara says no, the Gemara rejects it. It's either Eish or it's Adam. So Taisus Frekta Kash, what do you mean Mav is a Hamayin? What kind of Mav is a Hamayin? What is it? If it's Adam who's pouring the Mayan, so it's Adam HaMazik. Is it Koichai? Is it Koichai Yeschai? Is it Koyach Sheni? Taisus, is it Koyach Sheni? So you put them. So the Chazanish says, where did Taisus get such a nightfall from? That Adam HaMazik Ayidei Mayan B'Koyach Sheni is Potter. The Gemara only has this concept of Koyach Sheni here on the bottom of Ayin Zayin on the days, the last five lines. Hani Mila B'Koyach Rishon B'Koyach Sheni Grom of the Almahu by the tiny letter Ches. The Gemara has a difference between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. We're going to have to break our heads to figure out what the difference is. That's a deep, dark secret. Nobody knows exactly what is Koyach Rishon as opposed to Koyach Sheni. Gan Sin Hasfarim written on the topic in Hilchos Shabbos and other areas. So, but the Gemara makes a distinction in three places between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. When you get in the Tilas Yadayim, when you get the Shechita, when you get the Ritzicha, these three cases, all these three cases, you need Koyach Gavri, the Gemara says. So we say Koyach Sheni is not called Koyach Gavri, but who states that Adam HaMazik is only Chayim if he does the Hezik with Koyach Gavri? As long as he did a maisa, has it is chayis. We see from Taisus. Taisus assumes that they were pashut like that. Or a mamazik aide mayim, he pours water. See, if the hezek occurs with the koach rishon, it's not a mamazik. And if the hezek occurs with the koach sheni, it's potter. It's grum. It's grum. So Taisus assumes that there are no two levels. It's not there's my one din maisa ha'adam, and then there's another din of koach gabu, which is something over and above. No. If that's the word, the Kerach Gav is something over and above, something more than Maisa Hodam. How do they know to come up with an Einfall that the Chilik between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni should apply to Adam HaMazik? Who state that Adam HaMazik needs Kerach Gav? It only says the three cases, Shechit and Tilus Yadayim and Ritzichemi. So you see that Tais is going with Shitosim. They hold that Ishim Mishim Chitzav is a Din and Kola Terkula. And therefore, that's how they said, Kinemuchach, the Perikets, that's how they read the Gemara. That if he killed somebody at the Isha Mishum Chitzov, it's a Kamba with the Rabbinate. They did not read the Gemara like Rav Elul Soloveitchik with the Rab, with the Goyim. And the Mela, they say, the Loi Mestaba L'chalik, you can't make a chilik between Shchita on the one hand as opposed to Ritzicha. They both need Kerach Gavra. So Tosafos Kerach Gavra, my Sodom is all the same thing. That's Tosafos Shchita. But there are those Rishonim who obviously interpreted the Gemara differently. There is no such Gemara that says that the Isha Mishim Chitzav applies to Ritzicha. And they hold like Taisa said over here, that's what Rav Chaim writes in the Sefer and Hilchas Shchemim. Unless you say, unless you make a chilek and say that wherever you need Koyach Gavra, Isha Mishim Chitzav has no application. So the Meil will be Arab, the Gansa Kasha. The two Kashas that Taisa says. Hagemara says, if I tie someone up in the Sahara Desert and the sun is beating down, if you sit there for 5 minutes, you're going to get killed. And he only walked out for half a minute, and he wants to run back in. So if I tie him up, that's mitzamtzim, so mitzamtzim is chayv. But if I tie him up before the sun rises, it's seif chavalova, the sun is going to come. Seif tzinalova is going to, the freezing cold is going to come later. So seif chavalova, seif tzinalova, then you're not going to be chayv. The chidush of mitzamtzim is only if the rotzeach, the horig already began to affect him now, and I was mitzamtzim him that he can't run away, and it gets worse. If I suspect Akasha, why don't you just say Yishim Mishim Chitzo? Whenever I set up a system, and I know it's going to continue, even if there's a Koach Acher that's going to come later, that's the Yishim Mishim Chitzo, so let it be Chai Mitam Ratzeach. So the answer is that Yishim Mishim Chitzo is only a din in the Zikin. Yishim Mishim Chitzo doesn't apply to Ritzicha. That's the simple answer. Taisus didn't want to give that answer, because they assume it's not so. That's how they wrote in the beginning. That's how they wrote on the third line in the beginning. That's the way they read the Gemara. So Mela, that's why Taisus was bothered with the Kasha from Chulun Daf Lamed Aleph also. If the din of Isha Mishum Chitzo is a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo, so why isn't it good for Shechita? But the Rambam and the Rashba and the Goinim and the Vilna Gaon, they'll give it a simple terz. Isha Mishum Chitzo is only a Gzeres HaKosov. Shalem Shalem HaMaver HaSadir. It's only a Gzeres HaKosov. Then he gets the Mili din Ezekiel. It's not a din in Kol HaTarkula. It doesn't apply to Hilchas Shabbos and to Ritzicha and to Hilchas Shchita. So that's how the other Rishonim. That's a fundamental machlekes of Rishonim over here. It's a very fundamental machlekes. This Taka, now that we mentioned the issue, what does Taka the Gemara say? Here's, let's take a look in the Gemara. That 8 lines from the bottom of Ayin Zayin on the base. Omar HaPapa. But the Gemara makes the distinction between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni. Since you need Kerach Gavra, so we distinguish only Kerach Rishon is called Kerach Gavra, Kerach Sheni is not called Kerach Gavra. Omar HaPot, V'haim, I'm the Kapsay L'Chavre, I tie somebody up. Obviously he's not such a good friend. Chavre. I tie my friend up. Okay. V'ashkal alei bitkin anaya, and I pour water on him to drown him. He used to be my friend. So he says, Giri didehu, it's considered as if I shot an arrow. Giri. Giri is the Aramaic for shooting an arrow. Giri didehu, the pouring of the water, what if I shoot a bullet? Or if I shoot an arrow? So that's giri didehu, that's ritzicha idei. If I choke someone to death, or I take a baseball bat and I hit him over the head till I kill him. So that's mamash adam aharik diadai. What if I don't have such ritzicha within me, I just stand from a distance and I shoot a bullet, or I shoot an arrow. So that's giri didehu, that's adam aharik ayidei koicha. So that's what he says. I don't want to kill him the Yadayim, so I tie him up over here. And I pour a bucket of water, and the water goes and it kills him. So he drowns. I wouldn't have the courage to throw him into the ocean, that not, but I tie him up, and then I open up the water, and the water goes. So Rav Papa says that Yichai. But then he adds on a condition, the Hani Mili Bekerach Rishon, that's only if the water fell Bekerach Rishon, if it's Kerach Sheni, Grama B'Yalmahu. What is this Kerach Rishon, Kerach Sheni? That's the deep, dark secret. We're not so sure what it means. Here's a big machlekes in Rishonim and in other Yom HaZeh, we're not too sure. So Rashi writes on the bottom of the daf. Rashi writes four lines from the bottom. Kidim Eforesh V'Yozel. As Rapapa continues, like a Zorik Bechetz. Give it the day is like a Zorik Chetz, if you shot an arrow. Okidim Eforesh V'Yozel. He writes four lines from the bottom of Ayin Zayin Manalf, on the base. As Rapapa continues, Yisbain Sha'amayim Boim Bekorach Rishon Olov. What do you mean, Korach Rishon? Miyad. Immediately. Kigon Shehinicho. I tied him up. Samach L'Sfas Hayam. I tied him up right near the edge of the ocean, right near the edge of the river. The Hasafa Madron, and the edge of the river is like a Madron is a in a slant. So the water doesn't go out. But if I pour the water out, so it's going to flow down, and he's right near the edge, and he's going to drown right away. But if I tie them up a few feet away, Abu Bakar Sheni, Rashi writes on the next line, Shinicha Rochok Tzas. Didn't tell you how close is close. With a three tefachim, lovud or four ramas, dalvan ramas, eser ramas. What's the shear? May ramas. It doesn't tell you a shear. If he nicha rochok tzas, if I tie them up, the Dvar Avram tries to. Dvar Avram is the Rav in Kovnet. He died in the middle of the Second World War from the Kovnet ghetto, from sickness. So he suggests in his sefer. He's assuming that these dinim on the get to kol haTorah kula, the Kerach Rishon with the Kerach Sheni. As not only a din that applies only So you have to have water, you have to have avoim salt water, it has to be in a location, it has to be stagnant, you have to have an eshborit, a shever, you have to have a crack in the ground, and the water should be standing there. That's what the word mikveh, mikveh means the water is covered by kaidah. And if the water is zeichel, and if it's rolling on, then it's no good. Unless the source of the water, that's if the two kinds of mikvahs. So you have to have water, you have to have avoim salt water, it has to be in a location, it has to be stagnant, you have to have an eshborit, a shever, you have to have a crack in the ground, and the water should be standing there. That's what the word mikveh, mikveh means the water is covered by kaidah. And if the water is zeichel, and if it's rolling on, then it's no good. Unless the source of the water, that's if the two kinds of mikvahs, there's a mikveh and there's a mayim. So if the source of the water is the melting snow or the rainwater, no tvim means that it came from the skies, the melting snow on the mountaintops is rolling down. So as it's rolling down, or the rain is rolling down the side of the mountains after it was pouring, so that's called a hardalis, different uses. So if you have a hardalis shel gshamim, the water is sliding down the slopes of the mountains, that's zeichlim, it's rolling and that's pasul. We assume that's pasul and not terp. That's not a good mikvah there. I say, nidash barak, it should be stagnant, because the word mikvah means cover the kind by definition. But if the source of the water is from under the ground fountains, all the water is the same source. All the water, there's a water cycle. The Chazal knew the water cycle. They talk about it, the Barichas, the studies that they're making now from the spaceships, that they figure out the whole water cycle. The Gemara talks about the water cycle. But still, it depends where the water, where is the immediate source of the water. If it shoots up from under the ground sources, and then it's good, even if it's Zeichlin. Even if it's Zeichlin, it's also good. So the din is that by a mikve, the pasuk says ach mayon or bar mikve mayim yihye tohor. So the pasuk shan the pasuk is that there are two valid forms of tahara. If a kli is tameh, a person is tameh, somebody wants to be tovel in a mikve to remove his tumah, so you can either be tovel in a mikve, you can be tovel in a mayon. Each is acceptable, unless azav. The pasuk says azav needs mayim chaim has to be dafke mayon and may mayonis, and a mikve is no good. But azav for anybody else for when you're preparing par aduma has to be dafke mayim chaim al keli. For Taharas HaMetzor, you need Maim Chaim. But for a normal Tameim, who want to be Tameim in the Mikveh, the only one who needs Maim Chaim is Azah. Everybody else is good enough, either Maim or Mikveh. So that's the Pashim Shan and Pasuk. Ach Maim, Abba Mikveh Maim, Yihi Yator. So the Gemara has a drasha in Zvachim. Haviyosam Aydei Tahara. Ach Maim, Abba Mikveh Maim, Yihi Yator means the way you produced the mikveh. What do you mean? How do you produce a mayan? A mayan is automatic. The mayan is a natural phenomenon. The mayan shoots up from under the ground, and the water is rolling. So that's how a mayan happens. How do you make a mikveh? So let's say you dig a ditch in the ground, and I take buckets, and I draw water from the ocean, and I pour the water in. So that's no good because you poured the water in. If it's habayosay, that we would say is no good because it's a mayim shuvim. Mayim Shuvim is a machlekes in Taisus, a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's a din deraisa, din derabbanan. So you can't say that that's the original din. Yiyatar habayosai deidav hamkabatum. So it means a different case. Let's say I'm not picking up the water in a bucket, in a gigantic bucket, and pouring it into the mikveh. If I pick it up in a bucket, it's all Mayim Shuvim. So leave out such a case. Let's say I have a big board, and I have a big puddle of water over here, and I have the ditch over here, and I want the water from the puddle to go into the ditch, and it's not going. So I'll take, let's say, I'll stand over there, and I'll kick the water in, I'll kick it with my feet. Or I'll take a big shovel, and I'll push it sideways. Or I'll take a big board, and I'll push the water sideways. And the water will go into the mikveh, because I forced it into the mikveh, but it was never Mayim Shuvim. It was never contained in a kli. So that's the original din that everybody agrees that that's possible in Atayr. Such a mikveh is no good because that's habayosa, ayidei dover hamakabal tumah, the Odom, who pushed the water into the mikveh. Odom is a dover hamakabal tumah. So since he caused the water to fall into the mikveh, that's the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara is interpreting Mishnayis like the Mishnayis, but never says it explicitly. But the Gemara in Zvachim interprets that that's what the din in the Mishnayis is based on, that there's a din habayosa, ayidei dover hamakabal tumah is no good. So the Dvar Avram raises a question. What if you have an electrical system, you set up a pump, an electrical system, and the pump causes water to go from the ocean, from the reservoir, whatever, into the mikveh, and it's never held in any container. The water never becomes Mayim Shuvim. But if I would push the water in myself with my own feet, I would keep on pushing in the water. That's how the Yosai did Avraham Kabel Tumah. So he clears the Shaila, what if I push the button? And it's going to keep on pumping until I push the off button. I push the on button. It's going to keep on going. So when I push a button, it keeps on going. Do you say, Ishim Ishim Chitzov? I set up a system and it keeps on going. And there's a Koyach Hacham Yura, but I already go to sleep. I go fishing, I go to Davin, whatever. I set up a system, it goes weiter. So do you say that since I set up a system, and I have a Koyach Hacham Yura, another natural force, the electrical force, picks up where I leave off. So whatever continues to happen is considered as if I did it. Or do you say no? Maybe not. So he wants to say there should be a distinction. We'll discuss it in a few minutes. So he thinks whatever is done with Kerach Rishon relates back to me. Whatever is done with Kerach Sheni doesn't relate back to me. He holds, the Dvar Rom holds like, he's going like Tosfos, that the Gemara made a distinction between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is not restricted only to three cases in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Not because it only appears in three cases in Shas, it only applies to three cases. Namely, Shechita, Netilas Yadayim, and Ritzicha. That only these three cases need Kerach Gavu, which is something over and above myself. He goes with the Tosfos and Bava Kamma, the Tosfos here, like Mestaba L'Chalek, that the distinction between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is in Kol HaTorah Kulo when you're dealing with Maisa Hodom. Maisa Hodom is identical to Kerach Gavu. Maisa Hodom is Hebrew, Kerach Gavu is Aramaic, it's the same thing. And the din of the vort of Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is negeya to Kol HaTorah Kulo whenever you're discussing is it a Maisa HaAdam or is it not Maisa HaAdam. So then he has to define when is it called Kerach Rishon, when is it called Kerach Sheni. So he claims, if you would put, what did Rashi mean here? If it's miyad, if it's not miyad, what's going on over here? See, he suggests pshat. He says he's not sure. No one knows exactly what it is. What's a chiluk tinkerach lishkasha? He's guessing. So he says maybe it means like this: if you would have pushed on the on button, and then you would push it off a moment later. So whatever would have been accomplished by that first kvetch of the button, that's called kerach lishkasha. But the fact that you pushed the on button and you walked away, and you let it continue to function, so whatever continues to happen afterwards, maybe that's called kerach sheni. Maybe that's what Rashi means over here. That what happened? He had the Sfas Hayam over here, and he ties the guy up. So then he breaks the Sfas Hayam, goes, here's the Yam, and the Yam goes up like this. And then he ties this fellow up over here. So then he takes a shovel, and he takes away the border. He takes away a lot of sand from the top. So the Mela, the water for the Yam is going to go. So the first bit of water that goes, that relates to me. That's called Kerach Rishon. That's considered as if I did it. But once I remove the Sfas Hayam, and there's a Madron, it's going to keep on going for another half hour. So the fact that the water continues to flow for a half hour, that's considered as if it's a Groma. That's considered as if it happened by itself. So he's guessing and saying, maybe that's what Rashi means. It's very hard to tell. Rashi says, is it close to the Sfas Hayam? Is it far away from the Sfas Hayam? Probably doesn't mean like that. The Rashi probably doesn't mean that. Probably means something else. If it started to pick up its own, if it starts to roll on its own already, then it's kerach sheni. But whatever was rolling, it's very unclear. Rashi is very unclear. But that's the suggestion of the Dvar Avraham. Dvar Avraham is working on the assumption, again, to review. He's working on the assumption like Tesis. These are not two separate concepts. Maaseh Ha'adam and kerach gavra is a concept over and above Maaseh Ha'adam. It's Hainu Hach, like Tesis says, it's not Mestab al-Chalik, because it's Isha Mishim Chitzel is a din and kol ha'Torah kulo. And therefore, the vart of Kerach Rishon versus Kerach Sheni is the vart in Kol HaTorah Kula. Whatever is done by Kerach Sheni doesn't count. That was the Taisis in Bava Kama, Bava Mebeis. Adam HaMazik Ayidei Mayim with Kerach Sheni is Grama Ben Azikin and Potem. The Chazanish says, what does it say? He disagrees. The Chazanish holds, like Rab Chaim, like the Rashba, B'Shem Bali HaTaisis, that this vart of Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is only when you need Kerach Gavr, something over and above. That's kind of what Avraham suggests. That's the shadow when you bake matzahs. Let's say you have machine shmura matzahs. So the din requires years ago, the Gedolim in Europe asked the machine matzahs because they said it's chametz gomer. They said it's chametz gomer, chametz nuksha, whatever. That's because years ago, the machine matzahs were not the same as they have now. The machine matzahs took 5 times as long as the hand matzahs. They used to take a machine, they still have the machines, and the boys from Lakewood who went to Vilna to give shiur for the balabatim, they still have the machines there. So the machines are just to cut the matzahs in fancy designs, and then you have to put it back into the oven. So it takes 5 times as long to make it. So that's what the Gedolim said. It's chometz gomer, you shouldn't allow it. But today, the machines take much less time than the hand matzahs. So the chashash of chimut is not there. But the shaila is, if you have machine-made matzah has to be shmura. Shmura means asiyah l'shma. Shima mechimus, you should watch it, that it should become chometz. Adarab. Machine shmura takes less time, so it's more mishuma mechimus. But you need asiyah l'shma, so that's a shaila. Is that called asiyah l'shma? If you were pushed, what do? You put in flour over here, you put in water over there, you put in whatever you're going to need, and then you push the button, and the machine was made in such a way, it goes the whole day. It goes for 24 hours. If after 2 hours, you run out of water, and then the goy has to put in more water, so that's called kodol lochitzov. So that you can't consider after an hour or two you run out of flour and the goy is going to put in more flour, so then the goy is making the rest of the matzah. I set up a system, so I pushed a button, I had water, I had flour, I had everything already with the machinery. So whatever would be accomplished by what I did as it stands now, that you can say Yishem Mishim Chitzat, maybe, unless you say it's Kerach Sheni, we'll see in a minute. That you may argue. But if you run out of water, so whoever pours in the water later, he's doing the rest. If it's going to be a Nachri, so the Nachri can't make Asiyah L'shma. But let's say whatever matzahs would be accomplished based on whatever I have in the machine right now. So L'chor, you should say, Yishem Mishim Chitzav, Taisal Yishem Mishim Chitzav, Adin and Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not only a din of Parshas Nezikin and Parshas Mishpatim, it's a din and Kol HaTorah Kula. So maybe you should say, Yishem Mishim Chitzav is the Maisa Ha'adam. But then the Dvar Avraham would say, if you would push the on button, how many matzahs would be baked if you push the off button a moment later? Zero. If you stop them, it takes 3-4 minutes to bake a matzah. So if you push the on button and it starts to work, then you push the off button right away, so nothing would get big. So according to the Dvar Avraham, das felt shein in Koyach Rishon. In Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever you want to say it's my mice, it has to be dafki with the Koyach Rishon, but the Koyach Sheni wouldn't be good. The same shein with tzitzis v'shma. The din requires that the tviya sachutim, when you take wool and you convert it into thread, and you want to use that, those strings for tzitzis, so the Gemara says that tviya sachutim has to be made v'shma. So what if you do, so if you have a person make it biyadayim, so he does the tviya sachutim v'shma, what if it's done by machine? So that's the shaila, whether the avoidas ha-tviya, the malachas ha-tviya, that's done by machine, by a Jewish person who says, I'm making the tviya v'shma, is that called asir lishma? So if you all these and mishum chitzav and kol ha-tar kula, it also applies not a din that's only in parshas nizikin. So then it would be considered his maisa. But the only shayla is, but it's only kerach rishon, not kerach sheni. So if you're going to work with the definition of the dvar avram, so by the zero, if you were to push the on button, and then 2-3 seconds later, 5 seconds later, push the off button, you wouldn't have any strings at all. The making of the thread, the tviya sachutim, takes a long time till it keeps on going and going and going. So according to the definition of Dvar Avraham, how much would be accomplished by the first kvetch if you were to turn it off right away? It would be garnished. Nothing would be accomplished. Then nothing would be considered koyakav. Nothing would be considered maisar. Everything is called koyashim. The thing is that most of the poskim disagree with the Dvar Avraham on this work. The Chazanish disagrees. The Kosher Glover was killed by the Nazis in the war, has a Chula Sefer. So he also, he has a tshuva, so what's it called? Eretz Tzvi. Shal Shulis Eretz Tzvi. He also disagrees, and they both quote the Kosher Glover, Chazanish, and many others, they quote Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Netilos Yadayim. But the Magen Avraham writes that this distinction that Rapapa made in all the three Masichtas, with respect to Shechita and Netilos Yadayim and Ritzicha, the distinction between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni, we're not sure what it means. Let's already say like the Dvar Avraham. If you would push the on button, how much would be accomplished if you would push it off in 5 seconds later? That's what he's saying. We're not sure, let's say like that. So the Magen Avraham says that this vort only applies if he did hasoras hamoneya. It means like this. There's water pressure anyway. The water is flowing in the river anyway. Or let's say no water flowing in the river. There's water pushing down anyway. The water has pressure pushing down. Except that there's a svas hayam. So the water doesn't push its way through the svas hayam. So if I take a shovel and I take away the water, the svas hayam, so now the water, which had pressure anyway from before, the water is not going to start flowing until it'll be so low that it won't go any further. If I take a bucket of water and I start pouring like this, even if it goes and it goes 100 miles, if it kills somebody over there, and that's what I intended to do, that's called my maisef, that's called Koyach Rishon. The only time we distinguish, that's the Magen Avraham, quotes this from the Rishonim. The only time we distinguish between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni is if all I did was Hasaras Hamoneya. There was some force present anyway. There was the water pressure anyway, or the river is flowing anyway, except that it's flowing in that direction. So I took away the edge of the river, so it started to flow in this direction also. I'm not the one who poured it. But if I take a barrel and I turn the barrel sideways and the water starts to flow, see, even what happens, you don't have to turn up the barrel 5 seconds later and figure out how much could have been accomplished with the first 5 seconds. Since I started the whole system, yesh me'ayin, so everything that continues to happen is relating to me. So that's what the Kosher Glover with the Chazanish, with many other pastors say, if you have an electrical system and it's off, so there's nothing running, there's no system running, when you push the button, you're starting the whole koyach, you're starting everything, not yesh me'ayin, but you're starting the whole system. That's like tilting the barrel on the side and the water starts to flow. That's not just hasaras hamaneya. You're starting the maisa. So that's what they say, that even the matzahs that are baked 10 hours later, and even the wool that's converted into thread 10 hours later, as long as everything was set up, the shas maisa, whatever continues to happen relates back to me, and it's considered my maisa. The kasha that Tesis asked over here, let's say by Shkita, why do you say if Nafla Sakin Miyodai? So it's a strict akash, if Nafla Sakin Miyodai Vishokhat, Shkita's a psula. So why should it be psula? Why don't you say Yishim Mishim Chitza?
Doesn't the Gemara saying that the book of Kama relates on Makasa Neir, that's, let's say, it relates that she started up before, yeah.
Look, yes, it has a famous kasha in this Gemara. He asked, once we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that isha mishum chitzav, it's considered as if I'm continuing to do it. So he asked Akasha Haken, if Balabasta then shlich ban erev Shabbos, it's considered as if she continues to do the hadlaka on Shabbos. So why is the woman not in violation of Melechas Havar on Shabbos? And the Mukiyas, he gives the teretz. He says, when I do a Maisa Havar and it continues to burn, it's considered as if everything that happens later was done by me at the very first moment that I did it. So it's considered as if she burnt the whole candle on erev Shabbos. Not considered as if she continues to do the Havara on Shabbos, considered as if she did the whole Havara on Erev Shabbos in the first moment. Then he comes up with the Chiddush. He says, let's say a person makes a flame and he burned down the whole neighborhood. $5 million of damage. So he has to pay. What if the fellow himself gets a heart attack? The other mamaz, he gets a heart attack 2 minutes after he made $5 worth of hezek, and then the $20 million hezek occurred after he died already. So do you say, I was the mazik. You say, I became mechuyev after I died. I become mechuyev to pay the $10 million of hezek. How can you say that? If I would really become mechuyev to pay $10 million and then get a heart attack and die, then the nizik can collect from the yorshim if I leave karkos. Metatali asked me, let me stop the bacha, but if I leave karka, so the nizik or the nizokin can collect from the karka of the yorshim that they get the yorshim. But that's only by Nedvar Mamurim, if I became Mechuyev while I was still alive. But if I die before the Hezek occurs, so why should the Yerushim have to pay for a Chiv? They didn't do the Hezek, and I didn't do the Hezek either. I died already. So the Mukhi Yosef writes this big Chiddush, and the Ramo quotes it in the end of Chosh Mishpat, Allah HaLamayis. He says, if I made an Eish, and then it burnt down the whole neighborhood, it made $10 million of Hefzit, so I said, Gloya Milsum HaMafreya, that all of that $10 million of Hefzit was contained within the first Maizah that I did. So I became Mechuyev the first moment that I did it. I died 5 minutes later. It doesn't matter. The whole $10 million hefsid is considered as if it was done while I was still alive in the first 5 minutes. That's how he answered the Kasha by Shabbos. He said it's considered as if the Balabasta burnt the whole candle on Erev Shabbos when she benches Lich. Not considered as if she continues to do it. So the Mechuyev Yosef claims the same would be true by Nezikim. A Shaila.
I mean, I'm sleeping. I'm not doing anything.
Right, that's Achrayim give that teretz. Right, Achrayim give that teretz. That by Shabbos, there's no malacha b'shevi al tas. You have to do the malacha b'kum b'yaseh. You have to do some chilul Shabbos on Shabbos. That's what the Achrayim, the Chasam Sefer, the Nesibis, and others give that teretz. But the Mukhi Yosef himself does not give that teretz. He gives us a different teretz. He says the answer is that everything is contained within the pula that I did in the very beginning, and it's considered as if I did everything in the very beginning. And he comes up with that chiddush that there'll be the Shiba Nechasim, even though the Adam Amazik dies, before the big hezek occurs, it's a gloy Muslim afreya that he became a chuyah from the first second that he did. The Ktsais HaChayshin is not so convinced that we should paskan like that, the Mukhi Yosef. He thinks that there are Rishonim who disagree. And he chepes the Ramo. Why did the Ramo quote this? The Mukhi Yosef Lalacha, he thinks that there are other Rishonim who would not agree to that. That's a question of Ktsak Allah. Right. I don't know. The Gemara says you need Kriyat Gavra from the Tilas Yadayim. The Gemara says the water, Tilas Yadayim needs a kli. The water has to be contained in a kli. You have to pour the water directly from a kli. So here the shaila is, the faucet is a kli that contains. The faucet doesn't contain anything. There is a kli in the building somewhere. There is a big container where the water comes, but the water goes via all the pipes in the pipe. The pipes are also called the kli. Here it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say you have a pitcher with a lip on top. And if the pitcher is standing like this and you fill it up with water, the water will start to overflow before it gets to the lip, because the lip is higher up. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't pour the water over the lip, because the lip is not called a kli. A kli means something that can contain water. See, they're here, the thing on top, the top is all level, the same height. So you can fill up this cup with water if the table is level. If the ground is level, the table is level. So the cup is level, so you can fill up the cup with water up until the top. So till the top of the cup is called the kli. Kli means it has a base kibul it contains. But if it has a lip that's taller, higher up, elevated, if you fill it up, the water will flow out. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that the lip is not considered a kli. So the Pashtus, I didn't understand. If you have a container somewhere, there's a boiler or something, hot water, cold water, whatever, there's a container in the building somewhere. But then you have all the pipes. The pipes don't hold the water. So the pipes are al-vaygora from the lip on top. So how can people say that when you turn on the water, all the water that comes through the pipe is considered that it came from the kli? Yeah, it came from the kli via the whole, all of the pipes. The pipes are not considered the kli. So that's not good for Netilas Yadayim. I don't know, the Tzitz Eliezer has a true where he says, Mikir Adin, you can do Netilas Yadayim like that. That is not a problem. He doesn't address this issue. He writes, Balich has other issues on this. He doesn't address this issue. How is that called Netilas Yadayim from the kli? The kli is in the basement, or the roof, wherever. And then you have all of these pipes that are connected. So that's worse than the lid. Much worse than the lid. Is that called a container? If the lip is a problem, the lip is just a half an inch. I would have thought that's also a problem. I would have thought there must be other pipes inside also that don't contain. The pipes that go sideways, no. They all contain up until the point that it starts to bend over.
Otherwise, it would take 5 minutes to get it from
so it's over here already. Could be. I don't know. Tzitz Eliezer has a truth. He thinks that Mikra Adin is good. Right. So the Chazon Ish and the Rashba and Rab Chaim say what Taisa suggested in Loina Chalik B'Shchita. They hold that perhaps that's the Emes HaTeretz, what Taisa said. That you should distinguish between those three, only those three cases where you need Koyach Gavra. So there, Isha Mishim Chitzav doesn't help. Isha Mishim Chitzav may be Taka Adin and Kol HaTerah Kula. Chutz Migim HaMekaynes. The three cases where you need Koyach Gavra, maybe they don't see Isha Mishim Chitzav. That's a simple reading of Tosis. And Loim L'chalek B'Shchita, and they say, but Loim Estava L'chalek, because they said on the third line that even by Ritzicha, you say Isha Mishim Chitzav. Once you reinterpret that Gemara in Bava Kama, so it doesn't say that in Bava Kama. So that's one suggestion. Then Tosis has another line towards the end. Tosis is working on this kasha. They go back and forth. So on the second line from the end of the Tosis comes up like this: the Eish Nami. They're coming with a new suggestion. Maybe Eish Nami Shaloi Hei Niso. Tosis goes with the sheet that Ishem Shem Chitzav is called Ritzeach. Is called Ritzicha. That's how they read the Gemara. And Baba Kama, they say Kinemuchach. It's Muchach and Baba Kama, the way they read the Gemara. Baba had a different reading. But Tesis thought that it's Muchach and Baba Kama. So now they're backing out. Od Yesh Lefarish, they're giving another Teretz, as Vos. Eish Nami Shalohi Misa, Leberuch Metsuya, Potami Misa. Only Chayiv moment. What does that mean? So there's a famous Maharsha. The Maharsha made a Hagor, and the Maharsha says the Hagor is incorrect. And the Maharsha says, what does this line in Tesis mean? So the Maharsha says, he thinks Tosis said the following. When you say Isha Mishum Chitzav, that whatever happens later relates back to me is considered as if I did it, and Tosis goes to their shita, that Isha Mishum Chitzav is Hainu Hach with the Koyach Gavra, it's all the same thing, no difference. That's only if there was no Koyach Acher, Miuribay. Let's say, there was no Ruach. I make a flame, and the wind is not blowing, but the flame, the tablecloth burns, then it falls on the fire falls on the rug, then the carpet burns, then the stairs burn, then this burns, the next thing. Everything causes the next thing to burn, weiter, weiter, weiter. But if it only travels, if it travels without the assistance of a wind, but if you have to have a wind to blow the flame, weiter, that's a koyach acher miyuraboy. So that's what Tosis is saying, a koyach acher miyuraboy will not be called isha mishum chitzav, the worst it can be is isha mishum amono. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who says that isha is chitzav, that's only when there's no wind. But we need another koyach, then it... So that's how Taisis suggests to Farem for a lot of kashas. That's how the Marsha reads Pashup Shat and Taisis. The Chazon Ish quotes the Marsha in the Sefer on Bava Kama. He says he finds that hard to believe. How can you say such a thing? The Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kama that each one of the Abbas Nezikin has a quirk of Aloha L'Hilcha Seya. This one is Pater on Tom, and this one is Pater on Caleb, and this one is Chatzin Nezik, this one is Pater Bishuzerab, each one is Adam Achoyev, Luskai, Kamish, and Dvorim. He So each one, you have to figure out, any given hezek, is it a tolda of veish? Is it a tolda of bor? Is it a tolda of shor? Is it a tolda of adam? What is it a tolda of? How do you determine whether it's a tolda of A, B, C, D, or E? It has to have the same properties. So the Gemara says, just like bor is tchilas asiyosele nezek, and it's the bor, so whatever is tchilas asiyosele nezek, it's sheva regel is darka lahazek. Karen is Meshuna, or Karen is Kabanasa Lahazik, whatever the description, the unique description of Karen is. And then the Gemara says, what is Eish? What's the unique description of Eish that you should know what falls under the category of Eish? So the Gemara says, Koyach Hacham Yurabon. So the Gemara says, that's what the Piktate, that's what the Eish is all about. That it does have a Koyach Hacham Yurabon. So what are you coming and telling me that the Marsha is telling me? That the Machlek Zab Yechen of Eish Lokish, where the Eish is Mishum Chitz and Mishum Amon, is only if the wind is not blowing. There is no koyach acher. So there, Rabbi Yochanan is happy to say, "Shalim shalom hamavir es habera that eish is mishum chitzav etzadam adam achleivul adam amazi." But if you need the assistance of another natural force, ois, Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Reish Lakish that it's only eish mishum amonim beyimishum mishum chitzav. He says, "How can you say that?" The Chazon Ish says, "It's against the whole Gemara." The Gemara says the whole unique description of eish is that it has a koyach acher milbar. So he thinks that it can't be. It cannot be that that's what it says in Tosfos. So what does it say in Tosfos? So he kvetches, he's not sure. He says, maybe Eish is a Rashi Tevis. He keeps on backing out. He says, maybe it's a Rashi Tevis of Abna Sakina Masson. He says, maybe it's a Xeris HaKosuv, that Ishim Ishim Chitzav, and it only applies to the Obis, and it doesn't apply to the Tolbis. Very shver, very shver. He's not sure himself. But then he gives one suggestion that stems with what Rav Chaim has. And that suggestion, that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, and that's what the Nesiva says. And that answers a lot of kashas. It probably answers all the kashas. I'll say it over like this. There is a sheet, how are you kind of metalkalim? I think when we learned Kiddushin, you must understand. How are you kind of metalkalim? So you do hakbor. And sometime here, a kind of pair of lessons, you do hakbor. If it's a very heavy thing, and it's too hard to make hakbor, then we allow you to make Mashiach, to move it over. But if it's very light thing, you can make Agwa. So the Gemara says, Baba Basa, you're not kind with Mashiach, you got to make Agwa. There's one Tana who insists, no, even a Behemah Gasa, you have to make a Agwa. I want to sell you an elephant, you have to make Agwa. So the Gemara says, and how's he going to make a Agwa on the elephant? How's he going to pick up the elephant? So the Gemara says, Chavila is Maris. What does it mean? A bundle of branches. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Pshat, you put a whole bunch of branches here and you get the elephant, you schlep the elephant up on top of the branches. So you made a hakbor, one tefach, three tefachim, whatever you need a hakbor. You got the elephant to go up a tefach, a three tefachim. Tosfos has a different pshat than the Gemara. Tosfos says, Chavila is Moiris, you wave the branch of cherries on top of the elephant and he starts whatever elephants like, bananas, cherries, whatever, ice cream. So you wave it on top, and the elephant jumps up. So since the elephant jumped up, a tefach, a tvitvach, and machlek is Rashi and Tosfos, how much you need for hakbor? Rashi holds you need tvitvach, and Tosfos tells that one tefach is enough. So if the elephant jumps up, that's a good kinyan hakbor. So the Tzoris HaChoshim says, what do you see from that Tosfos? That it's a good kinyan hakbor, not only if I pick it up. If I whistle to the elephant, and the elephant jumps up, that's also cool. But I didn't do it. So the answer is, it's kar hacham yorabor is also good. If Ichabonga drag the elephant, that the elephant jumps up, it's also a good hakbor. Frek the Tzais HaChoshen HaKashen. There's a Gemara in the second Perek in Baba Basra that has a din. In order to go fishing, they used to put in nets in the ocean, in the river, and they used to put in bait. They used to put in a dead fish. Whatever, something that they know, worms, whatever they know the fish would be interested in running for. So the fisherman puts the nets and he puts the bait. So the Gemara says, it's not permissible for me to grab the fish that came into your nets. Machikim mitzudas adak menadakim loy ritzus adak. Not barachapo is the fish that went in. And if you did, you're a Russian. Sure. So it's not a right, not a nice thing to do. What do you mean not a nice thing? You slap him on the hands. He's a gazlan. The one, if I whistle to the elephant and the elephant jumps up, you see it's a kinyan hakbor. So if I put the bait in the net and all the fish see the bait and they all swim over there, some of them swim up, some of them swim sideways. So I just made a kinyan hakbor, kinyan mishicha. It's like I whistled to the fish and they all jumped. I didn't whistle, I put the bait there, I put the worms, I put the dog there, and the other fish run towards the dog. So the Tzoris HaChayshin asked the Kasha, why does it say just not right, it's Hasogas Bu, whatever, Machikim Tzuris HaDag Meralem, it's a different din. What do you mean? I was cutting all the fish with the Kinyan Hagbo, with the Kinyan Mashiach, so it should be Gezel Gomer. That's his Kasha. So the Nesivus says the Teretz is, it depends, whenever you have a Koyach HaChem Yuraboy that relates back to you, that's a din of Isha Mishim Chitzel and Kola Tarakula, yeah? Kola, like Taisa said, Isha Mishim Chitzel and Kola Tarakula, it relates back to me, it's considered as if I did the Maisa. That's only if I'm whistling, I'm waving the cherries on top of the elephant is jumping up while I'm waving the cherries. Simultaneous with my Pa'ula is the Korach HaChem Yuraboy is functioning. Or I do a Pa'ula and I walk away. Immediately following my Pa'ula, the Korach HaChem starts to pick up. And it continues where I left off. But if I put the bait in the nets and I go to sleep, and then a half an hour later, the fish start roaming around. When I put it there, there are no fish there. No one sees the bait. And then a half an hour later, the fish come and I'm not doing anything. So the Korach HaChem only begins to function after I did my Maisa. So then the Koyach HaChem doesn't relate back to me. It's not considered a hemshach of my Maisa. My Maisa was finished. And the Koyach HaChem happens later, that Maisa. That's exactly what the Gemara says here. If Kofsa Bechama, Kofsa Betzina, I tie him up in the freezing cold, I tie him up in the burning heat of the sun. So then there is another the natural force that's functioning over here. I tied him up, and right away when I tie him up, the heat and the cold and the water, it's already working on him. So that Koyach HaChem Yoruba relates back to me. But if I tie him up and the Koyach HaChem is not here yet, the Koyach HaChem Yoruba is going to come later. So if that's what the Nesivus answers, the Tzoisus Kashi says, the Koyach HaChem doesn't relate back to me. And that's what Rav Chaim writes in his Sefer, and that's what the Chazon Ish says over here. He thinks that that's perhaps what Tzoisus meant. Eish nami shalahinisa ala beruach metzuya pata means I made an eish, and the wind was not blowing, b'shas ma'isa. The wind starts to blow later. Even I know the wind is going to blow, but that's sof chamalava, sof tzinalava. If the wind is blowing while I tie him up, I have an eish, let's say the guy is tied up, and I make an eish, and the wind is blowing right now. I make an eish, and the wind is blowing the eish, and it goes vaita, vaita, vaita. I know it's going to kill him. So that's kofsa bechama, that you say yishem yishem chitza. But if I make an eish, and the wind is not blowing, without the wind blowing, it's just not going to get over there to kill him. And then but I know the wind is going to come later. So does the Gemara. Sof chama lo, sof tzina lo. That karachacha does not relate back to me. Tosfos asks the kasha, why do you say sof chama lo is not chayiv mitam etzicha? Why don't you say yishem yishem chitza? So that's what Tosfos finally answers. No, Ishim Mishim Chitzav doesn't apply by Seif Chama Lava. You only say Ishim Mishim Chitzav when the Chama is already present, when the Koyach HaChem is already functioning right now. That's what we said. We learned Shabbos, I must say, Rav Soloveitchik thought. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Adav Kuf Chof, that Gram Kibui is Mutam and Atayra. And it's only awesome that book. So therefore, the Mokum Lake, it's Mutam. Gemara has the house is burning down. So you're not allowed to take buckets of water and extinguish the flame. That's a Malach and Mechabe. Even though it's Ein Tzvich HaLegufa, he's not going to use the Pechon. So it's still, it's awesome, the Rabban. Not even allowed to ask a Goy, even though it's a Shluz de Shluz. Asking the Goy is only the Rabbanon, and Malach and Ein Tzvich HaLegufa is only Rabbanon. It made a separate example. You're not allowed to ask a Goy, even though it's a Shluz de Shluz. It's awesome. So the Mishnah says in the name of the Tana Rav Yosi, if I'll take buckets of Klicheres Chadoshim, let's say the fire is over here, so I'll put buckets of Klicheres Chadoshim that contain water in a circle. So right now the heat doesn't affect the buckets, but when the heat of the flame will keep on expanding, it'll come closer to the buckets will crack, the water will spill out, and the water will mainly put out the flames. I put all the buckets in a circle around the flame. In another 3 minutes, when the heat comes close enough, it'll crack the buckets and the water will extinguish the flame. That's called Gram Kibui. So that's Mutam and Atar, it's awesome with the Rabban, and Makam Gleika, we're Matam. That's how the Ramah quotes a Mordechai, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Not everybody agrees, but that's how the Ramah passes on the Ramah. So the Gram Kibui is Mutam and Atar, awesome with the Rabban, the Makam Hefsit Meruba, the Makam Chayla, let's say the Gramah telephones. So the Makam Chayla, we allow Gramah, and Shalabah Makam Chayla, Shalabah Makam Hefsit Meruba, we don't allow Gramah. So what's the definition of Gramah? So in the Shmir Shabbos Kochas, he quotes a Chuvas Marsham, that the definition of Grama is whenever you set up a system where the malacha is going to occur later. It's going to be a delayed reaction. The malacha is going to occur lachas man, that's called grammar. If the malacha occurs immediately, then it's called malacha v'yadayim. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't think that that was correct. He thought that if you have a Shabbos clock, Shmir Shabbos v'chaz tov, they have a Shabbos clock, and the light is not going to go on. Or the light is going to go on at 5 o'clock, and you want it to go on in another half hour. Now you don't want to wait till 5 o'clock. So if you arrange that the light should go out another half hour, so the Shmir Shabbos v'chaz assumes that that's awesome in the Rabbanim because of grammar. Since it's only grammar, so there's what to negotiate. There's room to be makel in certain cases. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't correct. He thought that that's malacha gemura deraisa. He said, that's not the definition of grammar and malacha lachazman. He thought the definition is, if I do a pu'ula, and the koyach acher didn't begin to function yet, the koyach acher is actually going to function later. I put the barrels of water, and the heat that's going to crack the barrels didn't begin to affect the barrels. The heat didn't reach the barrels yet. It'll take another 2-3 minutes till the heat gets to the barrels. So since the koyach acher of the heat is not going to begin to function till later, you can't say that the pula that I did, everything that's going to result from it relates back to me. The koyach acher didn't take over after I left. The koyach acher didn't mitzarf, didn't join up with my pula. But if you have a Shabbos pot where everything is plugged and everything's hooked up all together, and you push the button that the light should go on in another half hour, and everything was all hooked up. So you walk away, the koyach acher takes over where you left off, it continues to go weiter. So if you set it up and you're handling the koyach acher and it goes weiter, then you say, Yishim Shem Chitzov. Then it continues, whatever continues to follow is considered your malach, it relates back to you. That's what he thought based on the Rav Chaim and based on the Chazanish's reading of the Tosfos Eish Nami. If it's Shalai Misa, the Ruach Metzuyah, it doesn't mean like the Marsha. He says, if the Ruach Metzuyah didn't begin to blow until after, I made the Eish, and then the Ruach Metzuyah comes. And then if the Koach Acher doesn't take over when I left off, then it doesn't relate to me. That's the Nesibas by the fishing, and that's where Rab Chaim has like that. That's what the Chazanish reads in this Tosfos. It's a big topic, as we get to Shmur Matzah, as we get to the making the mikveh. It's negated to the Tviya Sachutim Lashmas. It's negated to Kola Terakula, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kinyan. It's a very broad topic. There's more in the middle of the Tosfos also, but it's a big topic. Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if Torah Tomin only manits Isha Mishum Mamono, he also agrees sometimes that Esh is only Mamono. One is that if it's Kola Lochitza, the Gemara has no comment. If I left the flame, and the flame left unattended will only do a hezek ad kan. It'll burn everything down in the room, and it won't go past the walls of the room. And then somehow somebody comes later and opens up a door. So because of the maisa that he does later, someone else opens the door. So the flame of mele keeps on going. And I'm there. I could have extinguished the flame. I was pashay. I didn't do anything about it. So that's only isha mishum amona. That's called kol lochitza. Based on what I did at the time that I made the fire, it's not going to go right then. But then I'm posheya and I allow it to go further. I'm negligent, so that's going to be Isha Mishum Amon. The one who opened the door is, that's with the previous test that we had last week. The one who opened the door is only Hasaras HaShmire. So Hasaras HaShmire is not Chayv either. That's called Grama Bin Ezekin Pot. Yeah. In this week's 7 parshas, Bamidbar Nosa, so the Torah gives about the census of Bnei Yisrael. So they had to take a census of each one of the Shvatim. They had to take a census of Shevet Levi also. So the Ramban points out in Parshas Bamidbar, it's a Pele D'Gezach, how come Shevet Levi were those who were closer to the Rebbeinu Shlom, they were doing in the Beis HaMikdash, they were doing the Avodas HaKavonos, the Kohanim, the Levim. How come Shevet Levi was less than half the population of any other Shevet? They should have had the bracha from the Rebbeinu Shlom, there should have been more. So the Ramban has a famous answer that the Pasuk says, by the Mitzrayim, Kashiyanu also ken yirba v'chen yifreis. When the Mitzrayim said, we're going to torture them, we're going to make them work hard, we're going to kill them, so the Ruach HaKodesh said, ken yirba v'chen yifreis. So the Ramban says, the Chazal had a tradition that Shevet Levi was not tachashibit Mitzrayim. So he suggests, maybe the pshat is, the bracha ken yirba v'chen yifreis only applied those who were Tachashibit Mitzrayim, said they had a bracha that the Paschal said, can you remember? Shevet Levi was Pata from the Shibit Mitzrayim, said that didn't happen. A lot of times in Jewish history we see like that terrible, terrible tragedies occur. Keseda, every day there are tragedies in Eretz Yisrael. They're killing people every day. And we're ripped apart, we're ready to die. And but we have Amuna, that tremendous things are happening. But when for the building up of Klal Yisrael, when terrible things happen, Mistama the Rebbeinu Shlom is bringing up tremendous Yeshuas and Achamas and tremendous population growth and other things are going to come from that. So we have to have Amuna that what the Ramban said will be Mekuyim in our generation, as it was Mekuyim in many generations in the past. That all of the tzaras that the Yom HaSoilam gave us turned out, the Ruach HaKadosh said, can you live here? Everything will turn out to Tov. Next week, the Shem will be on Monday night.
Lots of Kriyat Shaini. Why is the morning drop less kosher than the first drop? When he lets the water go, in his Kriyat field, a million drops that go by. But you have to start from the first one in order to get to the million. In other words, it's something like a Rabbi Akiva. When you saw that the water made a hole, so you can't say that the million drop was less than the first, because why is the first one?
Baruch Ata Adonai, Ohev Amo Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Malkuto batzon gibn lehem, Moshe b'nayis v'nuch ha-shira, v'simcha rabah, v'yamaru chulam. Mi kamach v'hilim Adonai, mi kamach nadar v'kodesh,